The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
One commander at Fort Lee says his base is a ghost town on Fridays because furloughs forced the facility to shut down manned entrances. Another says he's in a similar situation, but he's finally getting automated gates. Because installations in other states have had to reduce training, one commander at Fort AP Hill says his base has benefited from out-of-state troops coming to Virginia to train. And even Terry Suit, the state secretary of Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security, says her military family has had to make some adjustments.
We have an extraordinarily large number of civilian defense workers that are losing 20% of their pay over this compacted period of time. And many of them were not prepared for it. They had some advance notice. It turned out that they didn't have as many days that they were furloughed, but that doesn't really make it any better. Have we seen the impact? When you have something like that, it's a little more of a ripple effect.
Suit says that's when they expect to see revenues drop, people struggling to pay mortgages, rent, and car payments, but the overall impact will be immeasurable for several months. She says when folks finally do adjust, they'll likely then have to prepare for more defense reductions. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.